السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, those who have traveled India, Pakistan and many Asian countries, and a long time ago we used to even have in South Africa, at the corners of streets used to have what they call the shoeshine boys. You don't get many of them nowadays, but if you have to travel to India, Maulana knows at every corner you have somebody sitting with a shoe brush, with shoe polish, a small little platform kind of thing where you can put your leg on or shoes on, and the person who is doing the polishing and shining, or the shoe shine boy, his only concern is the shoe of the person that is passing by. He's unconcerned whether that person is a Mufti Saab, Qari Saab, Maulana Saab, President Saab, or as a Prime Minister of India, or as a Cabinet Minister of some country, or as a film actor, or whatever he may be. This person is unconcerned. That's not his problem. He only looks at the shoes of the people that are passing by. That's all. He's not interested in the beauty of the person. He's not interested in the wealth of that person, how many properties he's got, what qualifications he has got, nothing. If he sees that your shoe has got dust on it, the shoe is dirty, then he will shout, "Come and have your shoe polished. Idhar aao, idhar aao." And he wants to polish your shoes. For a few rupees or few anas, he will polish your shoes. Now this person eats, he drinks, he marries, he has a home, he has a family. He lives a normal life. But his concern is just the shoes of the people. Why? Because that is his livelihood, and he knows that by polishing a few shoes, he will be able to make a little bit of money. So he sees benefit in just looking at the shoes of the people. Otherwise, he does everything else as any normal person does. Now, this is something that is common. Now, what lesson do we take from that? As I said, that the mu'min's nazar must be a nazar of ibrat. In everything he sees some, or he takes some lesson from. That we as Muslims, we as believers in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we lead a normal life. It's not that we lead an abnormal life. A Muslim eats, he drinks, he marries, he does everything what a normal person does. But just as that shoe shine boy's only concern is the shoe of the person that's passing by, in the same way, this Muslim, his only concern must be his Islam, his Iman, that how can I benefit? How can I increase the quality of my Iman and Islam? How can I benefit somebody with the teachings of Islam that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed me with? His only concern is that his Allah Ta'ala must not become displeased with him. His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must not become displeased with him. Just as that person only checks shoes, this person checks every action of his, that I am not displeasing my Allah in any way. Is my Allah Ta'ala pleased with this action of mine? That's about all that he does. And then if he has to look at the deen of Islam, Allah Ta'ala made all those things which are pleasing to the person, which are the natural desires of a person. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made those things halal, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us such kind of deen that it is enjoyable, it is tasty, it is delicious, that the person is eating and is getting Allah, he is drinking and is getting Allah, he is wearing clothes and he is getting Allah, he is conducting his business but he can be with Allah, he is marrying and he can be with Allah, he is upbringing his children and he is with Allah, he is even entertaining and he is with Allah, he is even exercising and enjoying some kind of jogging and skipping and running, but if it is within the parameters of Sharia and the niyat is good, then he is with Allah. Now what more does a person want? How can we ever say that deen is difficult? If it is difficult, then we have made it difficult. Our mizaj has changed, our tastes have changed. Now if a person is suffering from malaria and he says that there's no taste in the food, then the food is still tasty, but his mizaj has changed because he's got malaria. So we have got the malaria of sins, and that is why we can't seem to enjoy anything in the form of ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So what should we be doing then? Just as that person with malaria takes injections for malaria, in the same way we should take injections, spiritual injections. And this is what this majlis is all about, that to make our mizaj right. As I mentioned in some other majlis, and those who have lived again in India for some years, they know that what I am saying is the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, my Allah. So what I am saying is the truth, that in India there are snakes. When they bite a person, certain kinds of snakes, then the person does not taste anything bitter. The bitter also begins to taste sweet. Now look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ajeeb qudrat, that the snake is biting, poison is entering the person's body and his bloodstream, and what effect it is having, that which was tasting bitter is now tasting sweet. So when you go to the Hakim there and you tell him that so and so has got a snake bite, come and attend to him. So he comes with his medication and he keeps on giving that medication, his prescription, and he keeps asking the patient that is it now tasting bitter. He gives him bitter things and asks him if it is tasting bitter, because the bitter was now tasting sweet. So he keeps giving him bitter things and says, is it now tasting bitter? And when that patient or the person who has been stung by that or bitten by that snake, when he says, yes, now the bitter is tasting bitter, so then we say that that patient is now, as I say, bitter. When the bitter starts tasting bitter, then that patient is bitter. Otherwise he's not right. In the same way, my dear brothers and my respected sisters, until sins will not taste bitter. Sins are bitter. The taste of sins, it is bitter. If we are enjoying sins, if we are enjoying sins, and the bitter is tasting sweet, like that person bitten by that snake, the bitter was tasting sweet. So if sins are sweet to us, it means there's something wrong with our mizaj now as a Muslim. The bitter must taste bitter. Sins must be detested. Sins must be hated. Sins must be disliked. Sins must be abhorred. Sins must be distanced from. Now, until the person does not dislike, detest, and consider sins as something that is filthy and bitter, then it shows that the person's mizaj, there is something wrong. He has been bitten by the snake of nafs and shaitan. These huge pythons, nafs and shaitan, have bitten him. And the effect of the bite of that nafs and shaitan is that the sins are now tasting sweet and enjoyable. So we don't have to go very far. We all have to x-ray our own lives and see whether the sins are really tasting bitter. If it is, then make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah Ta'ala increase that kafiyat.
Amen, amen.
But if sins are enjoyable in any person's life, I'm not talking about accidental sin which the person commits and he regrets and he sheds tears of repentance and is ashamed. I'm talking about the person who enjoys sins and then brags about it, advertises it, and is unconcerned. In fact, those who are staying away from sins, he calls them mad, stupid, foolish, orthodox, living in camel age, and all kinds of titles if he gives them, then it shows that this person's mizaj has changed because nafs and shaitan snakes have bitten him. We get so many letters when the little youngster is bringing about a change in his life, then they come down like a ton of bricks on him. One young person changed his life, so he says that they started asking him from which planet you came, which planet you are living in, that you don't want to come to the movies anymore, you don't want to come to the rave club anymore, you don't want to take drugs with us anymore. What happened to you? Are you gone off your head? How can you live a life of enjoyable of happiness without all these things? Now these are the comments. Why? Because their mizaj has changed. By way of example, this is one person went to a village, and in that village the people's habit was that they used to cut their noses off. Now he was the only one that went with a nose. So they all looked at him and they said, look at this stupid, foolish person, he came with a nose. Whereas they were foolish that they cut their nose off. Just an example. But the thing is that we have changed our mizaj. And that is why those things which are supposed to be good in our sight are now appearing as if they are evil. And that which should be looking evil in our sight is looking and appearing as if it is very glamorous and glorious and beautiful. So that is all there is to it. It's not difficult. We just have to change our mizaj a little bit. Take a few injections and that person comes right. In the same way, the few injections of tawbah, istighfar, some Quran and hadith and some nasihats, if we take the right dosage and we take it regularly, then inshallah the person's mizaj will come right. So many people's mizaj came right. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Mercedes-Benz ND501843. Please remove your car immediately. 501843. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Make your nafs, which is your enemy, unhappy. The nafs should be made unhappy. The nafs should be made displeased. Because he's your enemy. Instead we displease Allah. We displease our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the heart will only get happiness and contentment and satisfaction when we are going to place our heads or our hearts in sajda and light it up with the by crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Get up tahajjud time or any other time, put the head in sajda and then tear and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if we are useless, we don't seem to have any himmat, no courage, we have himmat and courage in everything else, But in making tawbah, we don't seem to have himmat and courage, or giving up sins, we don't have himmat and courage. Then say, speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Say, I'm absolutely useless. Oh Allah, I'm trying, but nafs and shaitan overpower me. Now you give me the himmat. Give me the tawfiq. If the person is going to go on asking, Allah ta'ala will give it to him. And he will be surprised. He himself will say that I do not know how I managed to give up such major sins in my life. Sins to which I was addicted, which I never ever expected I would be able to get rid of from my life. Where did the himmat come from? It is from those same du'as which we make. We go on tapping the door, one day the door will open. Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se lo lagaye ja. Any condition you are, put your heart with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar. Yani khat khatai ja. You just keep knocking the door. One day it will open up. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde me ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde me ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar. Sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Qalb o jaan ko us dar pe tu abad kar. Aur sukoon-e-dil o jaan ko khallad kar. قلبوں جا کو اس در پہ تو عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں
रहे तलब में सवार सब है पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा Each one should think of his own life at that time. Don't think of others. We should say, Oh Allah, you know very well how dirty and filthy a condition is of my heart. How much of sins I have committed in my life. How much I have disobeyed you. You have been so kind. You have been so merciful. You have been so forgiving. You have been showering your bounties upon this sinful and insignificant one day and night. Oh Allah, how merciful, how beautiful, how loving you are. And oh Allah, I am that namak haram, that I go on sinning, I go on sinning, I go on sinning. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq of sincere tawbah. That's what each and every one should think. Otherwise, Khaja Azizul Hasan Madsoob Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was not a sinner that he was saying this. Kitna ganda hai hal mera. तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा
ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera har dam karun main ae mere bari allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari allah 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 karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho rahun main mashghool zikr o taat bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho har dam karun main ae mere bari allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari allah 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 jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أي الله أي میرے پیارے اللہ أي میرے رحیم اللہ أي میرے کریم اللہ أي ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my most merciful Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Oh that Allah who is Kareem, who gives without us deserving. Ay mere pyare Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, what else has gathered us here except that we want forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, if we had not recognized you, if we had not acknowledged you as our Rabb, if we had not recognized you as our Creator and as our Malik and as our Khaliq, as our all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah, O Allah, we would not have been raising our hands before you this part of the night. Ay Allah, this is an acknowledgement that you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. O my beloved Allah, we have believed in you, we have believed in your messengers, we have believed in your angels. O Allah, we have believed in your Rasuls. We have believed in your, in the day of judgment. We have believed in life after death. Oh Allah, we have believed in Jannat and Jahannam. We have believed in Taqdeer. Oh Allah, we believe that all power lies with you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Oh my beloved Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh Allah, you provide risk and sustenance for that ant.
Ay Allah, you see that end. Ay mere Allah, if that is your sight, then oh my Allah, how can you not be aware of what we are doing? Ay mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. We were only fooling ourselves, oh my Allah, when we thought that no one was watching us in the darkness of the night. Ay Allah, if you had desired, you could have seized us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace upon us. Ay Allah, you destroyed nations in the past. Oh my beloved Allah, what was it difficult for you to destroy us? But oh Allah, you do not love destruction. Oh Allah, you do not love to punish. Oh Allah, you do not love to seize. Oh Allah, you give grace in time so that we may make tawbah and return to you. Ya Allah, how many occasions you have overlooked our sins and our faults and our weakness. Ay mere Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. That do that which is beloved to you, and that is the forgiveness of sins. Ay Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Ay Allah, how many filthy and dirty places our feet have walked towards. How many cinemas they have entered. Ay Allah, how many casinos and theaters we have seen. Ay mere pyare khuda, how many haram things our hands have touched. Oh my Allah, how much of haram our eyes have seen and ears have heard. Ay Allah, if you had wished, you could have seized us, you could have destroyed us. But oh my beloved Allah, you have been so kind, so merciful. Oh Allah, therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness of all our past sins. Oh my beloved Allah, our present sins and future sins. Ay Allah, we do not intend committing any sins in the future. Oh my beloved Allah, but accidentally if we have to commit some sin, then we will make plenty of tawbah and istighfar again. But give us the himmat and courage like lions against nafs and shaitan to distance ourselves from that which is haram and forbidden. Ay Allah, put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Oh Allah, let sins taste bitter to us. Oh Allah, let sins be filthy to us. Ay Allah, let us not enjoy sins like the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara. Ay Allah, let sins be detested in our sight. Ay Allah, put the love of good deeds in our hearts. Ay mere pyare Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. You have attached them to our bodies so that we may raise them before you any part of the day and night and seek from you. Oh Allah, there is no shame and humiliation and disgrace in extending these begging bowls before you. In fact, oh my beloved Allah, it is an honor to extend before you. Ay Allah, it is a privilege to extend before you. Ay Allah, you have blessed us with these begging bowls and we are extending them before you. The more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. Ay Allah, we are seeking from you the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ay mere pyare Allah, ay mere Rahim Allah, ay mere Sattar Ghaffar Allah, ay mere pyare Malik, ay mere pyare Allah, open the floodgates of rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for us. Oh Allah, how long are nafs and shaitan going to keep us distanced from you? Nafs and shaitan do not want us to have any kind of enjoyment and taste of your closeness and the closeness and love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ay Allah, it wants to keep us in the dirty gutters. Ay mere pyare Allah, take us out from those gutter lines. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu hame teri marifat naseeb farma. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Ay Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Ay Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ay Allah, hame shukar wali zindagi naseeb farma. Hame zuhud aur qanaat wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ay Allah, bless us with your closeness. Ay Allah, bless us with the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay mere pyare Allah, when two pages are stuck together with glue and we try to separate those two pages, ay Allah, if it is firmly bound, then the pages will tear. but oh Allah, it will not separate. Allah, give us that kind of binding with you, that no matter how nafs and shaitan pulls us, Allah, we will tear our heart to pieces, but oh Allah, we will not displease you, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, ہمیں تیری ذاتِ عالی کے ساتھ ایسا قرب نصیب فرما کہ ہم اپنے دل کے ٹکڑے ٹکڑے کر دیں لیکن تیری نافرمانی ہم نہ کریں. اے اللہ, تجھے ناراض کر کے ہم جائیں گے کہاں؟ اے اللہ, who has found happiness in displeasing you? It is just temporary happiness. It is just for a limited while, oh my beloved Allah. But afterwards it brings nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ey Allah, such major problems it has brought in our homes and in our community and society, that oh Allah, the sleep of people is gone. Oh Allah, restlessness has set into the hearts. Ey Allah, we have become prisoners in our homes, we have become prisoners in our cars, we have become prisoners in our bazaars and marketplaces. Ey Allah, we have become prisoners in our bungalows and mansions. Ey Allah, with all the gold and silver, we are still prisoners. Ey mere Allah, such fright and such fear has gripped our hearts. We know that it is because of our sins, O Allah. Lekin mere pyare Allah, aaj raat hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe. O my Allah, such a large gathering here tonight. We have, O Allah, little children. We have elderly people. We have the sick and the feeble amongst us. Allah, we have such people over whom you have mercy. Allah, with their barakat, forgive each and every one of us. Allah, tu hamari bhi maghfirat kar de. Allah, if man can make sticks of dynamite, which can blow up huge buildings, Allah, what, and can blow up huge mountains, Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow up these mountains of sins that we have on our shoulders? Allah, make us feel light. Ey mere Allah, make us feel comfortable after shedding tears before you, oh my Allah. Ey Allah, hamare aansuon ko qabool kar le. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai. Ey Allah, hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Allah, tujhe chhod kar mere Allah jaye kaha? تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. او اللہ, there is no one for us besides you, there is no support for us besides you. Our life lies in your control. O Allah, all the specialists of the world cannot prolong our life if you have ordered the angel of death to extract our soul. اے میرے اللہ, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, our wealth, our properties, our children. Oh Allah, everything in your control. Allah, we know we have disobeyed you, therefore we are suffering all over the world. But oh Allah, remove the difficulties and the hardships of the entire ummah. Allah, puri ummat ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma de. Ey Allah, jiska ji chahe wo bomb karke chale jate hai. Ey Allah, jiska ji chahe musalmanon ko. Ey Allah, ah, mere Allah, what a position we have reached, O Allah, of weakness, that whosoever desires, whenever he desires, and howsoever he desires, he punishes, he tortures, and he bombs the Muslim Ummah. Allah, neither our little children spared, nor our elderly people spared, nor our women spared. Allah, no one is spared anymore. Allah, hum kaise hal par pahunch gaye hai, na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. ہاں میرے اللہ, نہ ہم کسی کے, نہ کوئی اپنا. میرے اللہ, اگر ہمارا کوئی ہے تو بس تو ہی ہے. Oh Allah, you are the same Allah that was at the time of Uhud. You are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Khandaq. Oh Allah, you are the same Allah that was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Allah, even today you have the same power, the same might. Allah, we have become weak, but you have not become weak. Ey Allah, teri qudrat mein koi kami nahi hai. Ya Allah, we have tried so many times, we make tawbah and break tawbah. Ya Allah, pull us towards you with your power of just. Ey Allah, musalmanon par raham farma. Ey Allah, Palestine ke musalmanon ki madad aur nusrat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, India. Ey Allah, so many different parts of the world, the Muslims are suffering, oh my Allah. اے میرے اللہ تو ان کی مدد اور نصرت فرما. او اللہ don't look at ourselves, look at your shan of rahimi and karimi. Allah, if you are going to look at our sins, then we will be destroyed. Ya Allah, you look at your shan that you are kareem. Allah, forgive the entire ummah. Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health. Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we know that sickness can be rahmat. But oh Allah, we cannot bear the rahmat of sickness. Therefore change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Allah, change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Allah, change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Allah, change the rahmat of depression of people to the rahmat of happiness. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with long life, with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, jealousy, pride, arrogance. Ey Allah, deceit, fraud. Ey Allah, bless us with taqwa. Taqwa wali zindagi naseeb farma. Ey Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Oh Allah, we have made our hearts, which were supposed to be for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, into dirt bins. How do we expect, oh Allah, you to come into such hearts? But oh Allah, where else do we take these hearts besides you? Tere siwa mere Allah, in gande dilo ko hum lekar jaye kaha. Hamare gande dilo ko qubool karne wala koi hai hi nahi. Allah, all the filth of the world goes into the ocean, but one wave of the ocean and all the water is park. Ey Allah, with that water we can make ghusl and we can make wuzu. Ey Allah, no matter how much of sins there may be in our hearts, but oh Allah, one wave of your forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all those sins. Ha, very Allah, connect us firmly with you. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and get them out of their difficulties and problems. Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with obedient, pious, righteous children. Allah, those children for whom parents are searching for right match. Allah, they are searching for marriage partners for their children. Bless their children with good match. Allah, bless them with compatible partners. Ey mere Allah, unko nek aur saleh jod naseeb farma. Ey Allah, hamare dilon ki gandagiyon ko dur farma. Ey Allah, ek din aana hai. Ek din is duniya ko chhod karke jana hai. Oh by Allah, so many janazas we carried on our shoulders. So many janazas we said proceeding to this qabristan or that qabristan. Ey Allah, ek din hamara janaza bhi chalega. Ey Allah, when the time of our death comes, call us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us, ey Allah, with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba and burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ey mere pyare Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a rave club or a theater. Ey Allah, don't let the angel of death find us burning in some haram place. Ey Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication or popping drugs into our mouths. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us signing fraudulently some check or engaging in some cheat and deceit. Ey Allah, let the angel of death find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ey Allah, maut ke waqt aisi tajalli dikhla de. Aisi tajalli dikhla de. Ey Allah, show us some tajalli of yours at the time of our death, that our soul comes dancing towards you. It does not remain, O Allah, occupied in worldly things. Ey Allah, Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Din raat ummat ke liye rote rahe. Din raat ummat ke liye rote rahe. Ummat ke liye aansu bahate rahe. Ummat ke liye khoon aur paseena bahate rahe. Ey Allah, we did not appreciate the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that flowed in Taif, that flowed in Uhud. Ha, mere Allah, how much he was concerned about our forgiveness and our salvation. Ey Allah, he was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud. Ey mere Allah, 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized. Shab ibn Abi Talib, oh Allah, what difficult times they went through. Allah, we showed no appreciation.
اے اللہ میرے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے جتنی دعائیں خیر ہمارے لیے مانگی, all the duas of goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection from. Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah huzur e pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اور جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. Our brothers and sisters who have passed away, our parents who have passed away, Allah bless them with Jannat al-Firdaus. اے اللہ bless them with Jannat al-Firdaus. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما, کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.